Good evening, guys. Welcome to episode 3 of Under the Safe Light. My name is Bryce Randall. This is going to be a pretty quick episode tonight. I just want to talk about, introduce you guys to, if you haven't heard of it, split filter printing in the darkroom. The idea of split filter printing is to be able to independently control your highlights and your shadows separately from each other. And, you know, this is going to give you more options for dodging and burning, and you're going to be able to pull more detail from your prints this way. And I'm going to give you a brief tutorial on how to do it, but I would recommend, you know, looking up some YouTube videos or reading up on it to be able to fully understand it. But the idea of it is, you know, you'll use a high contrast filter such as a 5 magenta, in addition to that, you'll use a very low contrast filter such as a 0-0 or a 1. To achieve your final print. And the process, you know, you'll, it doesn't matter what you start with. So let's say you want to start with a number 5 filter. You'll put your negative in the negative carrier. You'll put your number 5 filter in the filter holder. And you'll make your test strips. And you know, what you're looking for is the first, you know, time where you really see your blacks, you know, the darkest part of your print, you know, where you want real deep blacks. You're looking for that time, you know, making a test strip. So let's say you make your test strip at 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 seconds, and you find that using a number 5 filter, 15 seconds gives you real dark blacks without overdoing it. You know, 10 seconds, your blacks might be a little gray. 20 seconds, you know, maybe your blacks and your dark grays are starting to become too dark. But at, you know, at 15 seconds, your blacks are looking good, you know, and you have detail in the dark areas still. So now you'll write down number 5 filter at 20 seconds or 15 seconds. So now for your next test strip, you're going to load in, you're going to first expose the test strip for 15 seconds at a number 5 filter. And then you'll now make a test strip with your 0-0 filter or your 1 filter. I normally use a 1 or 1.5. I find 0-0 is hard for me to print with. But let's, for the sake of this, you know, we'll talk about 0-0. So you'll load in your 0-0 filter, and you know, on your pre-exposed test strip, you're going to make a new test strip. So you're, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 seconds exposure. And here you're looking for detail in your highlights. So let's say you have clouds that have a little bit of texture in there. You don't want to blow them out. So you're looking for the first set of time where you're catching your detail in your clouds there. And then that's the time that you'll use. So let's say, 7 seconds with a 0-0 filter. So now you can either choose to make a working print from this, or you can make another test strip using both those times, you know, if you don't want to waste a full sheet of paper. And from here, you'll make a print using your number 5 filter for 15 seconds, and then without moving the paper at all, or anything, or developing nothing, you know, you'll insert your 0-0 filter and make an exposure for the 7 seconds. And then you go through your development process and analyze it. And what you should see is nice deep dark blacks while still maintaining some highlight detail. And then your midtones pretty much take care of themselves. And from here you can decide, if you want to dodge and burn at all, or whatever other treatment the print may need. But what you'll notice doing it this way is that you're going to get more detail out of your prints, and opposed to just using one filter or no filter at all. And it's going to really, it can really give your prints almost a three-dimensional effect when you do it properly. And there's a definite learning curve to it. I by no means mastered it. It still takes me, three or four test strips sometimes to get it right. And but in the end result, I think is a step above. I don't do it for every negative. Sometimes, when I print in the dark room, I just want to come down here and have some fun, and I'm not necessarily printing to get, gallery images or something. So I'll just use one filter. But if I, really feel like being detailed and trying to pull the best image I can out of this negative, I'll do split filter printing. And I think it once you practice at it and develop your technique, it'll go pretty quick and you'll really see the results. But I would suggest playing around with it and maybe doing some experimenting for yourself and making a print without any filter, and then making a print with just say one filter, and making a third print using the split filter technique, and switching between the two. Like I said, after you get down your contrast just right, you can, if you find you can do your dodging and burning in each stage as well. And it does not matter whether you do the 0-0 filter first or the number 5 filter first. They both build on top of each other to make the final print really shine. So, if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask me. The best way to get a hold of me is Instagram at Bryce_Randall. I guess you can also email me at BryceRandall@gmail.com. Or you can call into this app, or just whatever. But if you have any questions, let me know. There's lots of documentation on the internet about split filter printing. Get out there, give it a try, and post your results. I use the hashtag on Instagram, make photos, not files. So, why don't you use that hashtag and let's see your work. So thanks for bearing with me and listening to the episode. Hope you got something out of it, and have a great night. Keep on printing.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.